From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The American Civil Liberties Union says the White House has released an edited version of President Obama's One Secret policy on using drone aircraft to combat terrorists around the world. The president's drone policy calls for American military forces to use such weapons only when there is near certainty that a terrorist target is within range and that non-combatants will not be killed or injured. Voters in Thailand Sunday are deciding on whether to adopt a draft of a new constitution proposed by the ruling military. The junta-backed draft would create an unelected prime minister during political gridlock, as well as an unelected Senate with reserved seats for the junta. Thailand's former prime minister, Yingluck Shinawat, says the vote is too important to stay home.
Today is very important day for Thailand because it is the way of the democracy. So make sure that people understand the content. They can share your opinion, turn to the number of voting. So this is very important.
The military has used laws supporting the referendum to fine and imprison people up to 10 years for campaigning against the draft. Syrian insurgent groups have launched a new offensive, seeking to break a government siege on rebel-held territories in the northern city of Aleppo. The militants claim they had achieved their goal, and Syrian State TV said the attack was repelled and the army has regained control of areas it lost. Such conflicting claims are not uncommon in Syria when offensives are underway. The militants have launched several attacks in recent days to try and break the siege of Aleppo. This is VOA News. South African President Jacob Zuma reeling from